Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and obviously we've been talking a lot about heavy topics with the coronavirus situation, and we have done a lot of programs lately on that. And if you need some encouragement in your faith or a little peace, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today to catch one of our 14-minute programs. We've talked about faith and having peace during the season, but I do want to talk about a topic that's a little lighter, but yet it's also kind of serious, because 45% of our adult population in the United States, or 110 million residents, are either divorced, widowed, or single by choice. So if you're standing in line at Kroger, chances are very likely that either the person in front of you or the one behind you is single. Many people are fine with being single, but the majority of single adults would like to be in a relationship or even married. I know that there are a lot of single people that listen to Hope Is Here on a regular basis, so I want to do some programs just to kind of give them some encouragement, some wisdom over the next couple programs. And we're going to be talking with Elizabeth Lewis. She is an author, a life coach, and a dating consultant. I recently read her book, First Date, Next Mate. And Elizabeth gives must-knows about the dating world the next time around, which means maybe you're like me, being divorced or widowed, or if you're over the age of 30 and never been married. It's obviously a different dating world out there than it used to be. And the thing I like is that Elizabeth writes her book from a Christian perspective, but she's also very real in the book and in the world and culture that we live in today. Elizabeth, thanks for joining us today on Hope Is Here.
Thank you for having me.
Well, you're just down the road in Louisville, Kentucky, and I know you never really planned on writing a book about dating, much less even dating again, because you were married, raising two kids, had a job you loved as a school teacher, and then your life changed in an instant in 2005, didn't it?
That is correct, yes.
Tell us what happened.
Well, on 9/11/05, my husband was working with the youth group, First Line of Youth Group, and he had a massive sudden heart attack. We had a great day. He was very healthy, but 42 and passed away that very night. So very tragic, but, you know, over the years, I of course did not date right away because my kids were so young, but 3 years later when I got back into the dating world, I was just shocked and how different the dating world was. So that's why I wrote the book.
Well, I'm glad that you did. And the thing I like, you have read a plethora of books, but on top of that, you share from your own experiences and friends' experiences, because as I shared in our opening, almost one out of two people are single. So there's a real need for this type of book, isn't there?
Absolutely. And believe it or not, it's very different the next time around. And when I say next time, I know that some people are divorced round one, round two, round three. So it is, I was shocked at how different it was. And I thought, oh my goodness, this is where I can help people. So when I went through life coach training after I retired from teaching, they wanted you to kind of pick a niche, something you were passionate about or you knew a lot about. And because I accidentally started the largest singles group in Louisville, I felt like I was always talking to my single friends, you know, like, don't sleep with them on the first date, and, you know, like basic things that you would be talking to your teenage kids about. I've probably read about 60 dating books, and they're all good, but, you know, who has time to read all those books? So I kind of put them all together, everything I've learned, and put them in this one book.
Well, the thing I like about it, you're very real in the book, but you do approach things from a faith perspective, realizing that not everybody does that, but your personal relationship with Jesus and your faith is a very important aspect of your life, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Yep. I found that a lot of people just are not dating with their values. Christian values are not. They're just dating with the world's values, and so that's what I kind of do as a life coach. I help with a lot of their limiting beliefs and what they think about themselves and who they want to be in the dating world. I kind of help them navigate all of that.
Well, you do a great job. I really encourage people to pick up a copy of this book, First Date, Next Mate, Perspectives in Dating the Next Time Around. We're talking with the author of that book, Elizabeth Lewis. She's a life coach and a dating consultant. But one of the things I love, first chapter, you just address the basic question, how do I know when I'm ready? Talk to us about that.
Yeah, well, we're all in different places with dating, right? Some are widowed, some people are divorced, some are a little older, never married. So obviously it's important to heal emotionally first. And, you know, if you don't, you're just going to carry your unresolved issues into your next relationship. So when you meet somebody, I just say, you know, be real with them about where you are. Say, hey, look, I'm newly divorced. I'm not really ready to date again. I'm looking for new friends. And then a lot of people say, well, what does emotionally available mean? Well, it basically means that you are over your ex, you know, husband, wife, whatever, to the point of thinking about them does not provoke tears, anger, resentment, or any negative emotion. And a lot of people say, oh, wow, I'm not there. I still think, you know, awful things about my ex. Okay, well, then you're not emotionally, you know, ready to jump into your next relationship. So that's kind of important.
Well, I know there might be some people listening and thinking, how do I heal? You talk about that in your book. Share with us some thoughts on how we can heal.
Well, a lot of ways. You know, it's kind of cliche to say, but, you know, do you love yourself? A lot of people don't. They've been through a lot of things. And they don't have healthy perspectives about who they are and who they want to be in the dating world. So a couple ideas, you know, go to church, get spiritually healthy, maybe join a Bible study, examine your own values. You know, who do you want to be in the dating world? Maybe you, Andy Stanley has a great saying that I quote a lot. He says, are you who the one you're looking for is looking for? You know, if you're wild woman drinking, partying, going out every night, but you don't want to marry somebody like that, you better not be that way because he won't even see you. Of course, I'm going to say hire a dating consultant or a relationship coach. I go by both titles because that person can help you navigate and save you a lot of time, money, and mistakes. Don't fill your empty heart by just, you know, going out trying to fill that empty space. Read some books, hang out with positive people, go to the gym, get physically healthy, volunteer. So many other great things that you can do while you are going through that healing process.
Well, you also had a great quote there. You said, instead of searching for the right person, become the right person.
Right. That's Andy Stanley. Yeah. That's all we can ever do. You can't change anybody else, but we surely can change ourselves.
Well, and you also stated in that chapter, you need to find ways to become whole. And I like, as you write like I do, you put the word whole in capital letters. So you emphasize that on, you need to find ways to become whole on your own first before you can give yourself to someone else. And I think that's one of the things I've had to learn after going through a divorce, and I've seen it with, you know, friends and other family members, that man, you really do need to become heal and whole, don't you, before you start trying to date?
Well, it certainly helps if you want to, you know, move into a successful relationship, because if you don't, you're just going to end the same way each time.
You also talked about you gave a list of 10 ways to know, and also we don't have enough time to go through that, but just kind of some things to address before you're ready to start dating. Can you share a few of those with us?
Oh, yeah. The how do you know whether you're ready to date again? Well, a couple quick ones. Your guilty feelings are gone. So I'm a widow. So, and I have several widow friends, and they feel guilty when they start dating, like they're cheating on their deceased. And so that would be a sign that you're not ready. But when your guilty feelings are gone, you very well may be. Maybe make sure that you've got a lot of the other things pretty stable. I'm not saying perfect, but like your finances, your job, your kids is more stable before you go back out there. Let's see what else.
You talked about the...
Go ahead.
We talked about the one, no comparisons to the past.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one, right? So you talk about, oh, you know, like widows are famous for, like, talking about how wonderful your relationship was, which it probably was because you didn't ask for the relationship to end. But if you do a whole lot of that, the person you're with will think, oh, my goodness, they're comparing them to me. I'm never gonna match up. So probably don't want to do that too much.
Well, that's a great point. And then your sixth reason, I thought this one was, you know, really important too, ready to be vulnerable again.
Yeah. If you're cheated on or if you got really hurt, it's going to be hard for you to trust again. And being vulnerable is how we all need to be, you know, in relationship. God wired us to love and to be loved. And, you know, we have to remain open there. So, yeah, it's definitely a risk. But being vulnerable is the best way to be in any relationship.
Then you know, we kind of addressed this earlier, but I just think it's something that, you know, needs to be said a lot. If you've been through a loss, you said, you know, you finished grieving, number nine.
Yeah. A lot of emotions to process, and, you know, you can't change what's happened to you, but you can surely change how you react to it. I didn't know how many you had time for. That's why I was kind of slowing down a little bit. But I know that when I started dating, I dated for the wrong reasons, and that was to find a stepdad for my kids. Wrong reason to be dating. So you need to be dating for the right reasons, not to, you know, do it for your kids or a step-parents or even remorse over your ex, you know, to fill your lonely heart. Those are none of those are good reasons to start dating. So that's important to remember.
And the last one, but not least, you're going to actually be decided to date, you said.
Oh, yeah. You know, once you're excited to date and you can't wait till that first kiss and you got the butterflies going, and, yeah, that's kind of a good sign that you are ready. So that's when it gets fun.
Well, and you had a great quote in this chapter. You said it's 90% timing, and 99% of the ones you meet will not be the one. So only one makes it to the very end. So, you know, the first part of that statement about the 90% is timing, because a lot of times you might meet somebody that's really a great person possibly, but it's just not the right time. Can you kind of elaborate on that?
I can't tell you how many times that happened to me and my friends and my clients. I mean, it's just, you're just in two different places, you know, whether it's one's newly divorced, one is not, one has different values, one has, you know, just wherever you are in dating. So when I first started dating, I just thought, how hard is this going to be? I'm just going to, you know, find an adorable man and fall in love and get married. And it's like, oh, wow. Yeah, it's not like that. It's very, very different. People misrepresent themselves. And so, I was shocked. And so if you can go into it knowing that, you know, you're going to meet a lot of new friends and you're just going to kind of enjoy the ride, you won't be as disappointed, because only one makes it and all the rest are lessons, and the lessons are in the dating. So you got to date to learn. You can read all the books in the world, but until you actually go on those dates, the lessons will not be understood near as well.
One of the things I liked at the end of each chapter, you put some reflection questions, and I think that's a really important aspect, too, about when you're trying to figure out about dating, too, is just really reflecting about where you've been. Is that kind of what you're trying to do there?
Oh, absolutely. And that's when a lot of people decide to hire me. They think, oh, gosh, this hasn't been working out so well for me. But the more you date, the more you'll be able to find patterns in your dating. And the patterns are what you want to reflect on. Absolutely.
Well, time flies when you're having fun. But the good news is Elizabeth's going to be back with us for a couple more programs. We've been talking with Elizabeth Lewis. She is a life coach and a dating consultant. She also is an author, wrote a really great book, First Date, Next Mate, Perspectives in Dating the Next Time Around. It's definitely faith-based, and yet it's also very real. And so I want to encourage you, if you're one of those 110 million people that are single in the United States, to check out a copy of this book. But join us again tomorrow as we're going to continue our conversation with Elizabeth Lewis on Hope Is Here.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.